hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for a sick John Stadtmuller. Man, this bug is nasty out there. Thank goodness I'm so antisocial I haven't come into contact with it yet. In case you haven't been paying attention, a quick rundown of what happened in the metals complex today. Gold closed up $21 at $928.50. Silver up 45 cents. At $17.58, platinum up $40 at $2,151, palladium up $15, was just yesterday, was $320, today $489. Crude oil, spot market closed, if you can believe this, up $4.49 to end the day at $99.99. U.S. dollar weaker by 23 basis points, end the day at 76.05. And in the mining sector, anything that was a hole in the ground that called it itself a mining company was up across the board anywhere from 3% to 28%. You know, pick your poison. And maybe in a bit after we take these calls, Bob, do you want to – there's a lot of good miners out there and a lot of very inexpensive ones. So maybe we can talk about some miners, which we never do.
Well, sure. Incidentally, what did you say platinum closed at?
$2,151.
How much is that up on the day?
$40. And just not to leave out the sister metal, rhodium was up $75 to close just shy of $9,000 an ounce.
Rhodium, that's made by rodents, isn't it? I'm just looking here. I'm trying to compare, but I didn't get a platinum. I didn't get an early price this morning. For some reason, it didn't come over. I was trying to compare it to see how it had done during the day, but I can't. Incidentally, yeah. On those people who come into you on getting a free copy of the forecast, are you sending them out?
Yes, sir.
Great.
Well, I hope. Well, put it this way: Sandra does everything, so I'm assuming something, which is obviously something that one shouldn't do, is assume something. But knowing how diligent Sandra is, I'm sure she's taking care of it.
Well, it was her idea. She emailed me, and I said,
yes.
"Gee, why didn't we think about that before? A year ago."
Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Mike in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Robbie. Good evening. Hi, Bob.
Redding, you got to be kidding me.
I've been walking around in sackcloth and ashes ever since.
I can't believe that.
Barnsley, that was. Barnsley.
Yeah, Barnsley.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, anyway, moving right along, if I may. regarding your comments on Kosovo, Bob, I could not agree more. You know, the old divide and conquer strategy, it seems. The question is, why did they declare independence now? Why not last month or last year or next month or next year? And
well,
also,
the alumnus have probably got something lined up. They have probably five or six programs going.
Exactly.
And, maybe they'll attack Iran and Venezuela at the same time. Who knows? They're absolutely insane.
May I hold over?
Sure. Thanks. We'll take a short break and be right back.
We must take America.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're also speaking with Mike from New York.
Hi, Robbie. Regarding the Kosovo situation, what surprised me at least was the unseemly haste in the Western powers recognizing the supposed new country. I mean, they've been tripping over each other. You know, to be the first to bend over and say, me first. You know, it might be related to the fact that there's supposedly a major oil discovery in the vicinity.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actually in Albania.
Correct, yeah. And, you know, the Europeans must have a death wish, you know, given that Russia supplies them with a gargantuan amount of energy.
30% of natural gas.
Yeah, and they could easily turn off the spigot.
Well, not only that, listen, the Europeans don't want to fight.
I'm talking about
the individual. I mean, they go to Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're hiding out someplace doing, Mickey Mouse duty when they've thrown the Americans and the British into the breach.
Mm. Finally, on this topic, regarding the Kosovo leader, from what I've I read about this guy. He's a scumbag of the highest degree.
Wasn't he a member of the KLA? He had to.
Correct. Yeah.
He ran it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
well, the reason that they all ran to congratulate Kosovo is, if you look at it, it was obviously all the same people who called for the war against Kosovo.
Against mm-hmm. Serbia, yeah, absolutely. Regarding your comments on the Economist, Bob, when I used to read that rag, I always came away with a dirty feeling. I had to wash my hands, and now I know why. It's as you point out, it's the Illuminist agenda. They'll use any, they will use any twisted and tortured logic to sort of manipulate the facts.
Well, the major media throughout the world, who is connected with these people, go to the Bilderberger meetings. Martin Wolf goes all the time. He's one of the chief columnists for the Financial Times.
Correct.
They're all involved in it. I mean, they let us know what they want to let us know, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you should know them, Mike. They the quintessential Fabian socialist.
Absolutely, yeah, spot on. Finally, regarding gold, what a day. Could this be?
Yeah, we had a great day. And, Mike, there's something that Rob and I haven't talked about today, and it's twofold. Number one, if you've been reading the Forecaster,
mm-hmm.
you'll know that the GOT report, which is the COT report, which is the commercials
yep.
and the specs and so on, in gold
yeah.
or in silver, different market
yeah.
makers, record short position on gold again
yeah.
declared this last Friday as of last Tuesday.
I've got a question.
Every single one of them today are underwater, and even yeah. better is that the pros essentially are not. Professional yeah. investors are not in the gold silver markets, and the other public investors don't even know about it because the media won't talk about it. Sooner or later, they're going to come into the market, and sooner or later, those commercials are going to have to cover, and they're going to get buried.
That was going to be my question. How long can they keep on rolling over the shorts, December, January, and January?
As long as they want, but as the price goes up, their paper losses get greater and greater.
Yeah, but
and in order to save the shorts, the COMEX will continue increase margin requirements.
It seems like they've been doing this forever, though. I mean, there's no limited amount of funds that they can just short.
What happens is you get a force majeure.
Okay.
That means cannot deliver. And that's going to happen what's going to happen is the gang that are opposing
yeah.
the commercials in the gold market and silver market, they know that the commercials are being backed by the United States government. This is
gotcha.
What this is all about.
Gotcha, Rob.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Russia isn't in there.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, gentlemen, thanks a lot.
Terrific.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Robbie. Bye.
Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Robbie. Hello, Bob.
I
wanted to get both of your opinions on a news story, and I know you don't specialize in this subject. Probably you're more into money and finance and economy and stuff like that. But I was reading a story about the 148 million pounds of beef being recalled, and that story appeared and it disappeared as fast as it appeared. And I was wondering what you guys thought about that. I seen where there was cows in this meat was coming from cows. Some of these cows were so sick they couldn't stand up. And like 148 million pounds, that's a lot of meat. And 40 million pounds of that went to, school children, the lunch programs for school. And I just wonder if you thought that story might be bigger than what they're coming across with there.
Did you follow it, Bob?
I think it could be. I think that The only way we're going to find that out is if more employees within the companies do with that which those people did and film the whole thing, and manager says, well, we don't know anything about this. Well, give me a break. Of course they know about it. And they fire a few people, and they have to eat the losses.
Well, that's...
You know, people have to go and do that to make it happen.
That's quite some loss. I was calculating, you know, that'd be like 3,500 truckloads of meat. You know, that's a lot of money. And I was thinking that, well, they would have to be awful worried to be recalling that much, you know, beef like that. But
well, I tell you what it did
for
me.
Well, it's going to make prices go up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll never eat mincemeat again.
I think you can be safe if you move down to Argentina and eat Argentinian beef.
Listen, yeah. I have a firm belief that the only cows that you should eat are happy cows. Why do you think you pay close to $40 a pound for Kobe beef? Kobe beef is the most prized beef on the planet. And if you had to see how they raise those cows, I mean, they are groomed, they are massaged, they are pampered, they live a wonderful life for a cow. He lives in the lap of luxury. And it's a reason why the meat is so prized, because it's a happy cow. I swear a lot of people think I'm nuts, but... but I don't care what you have. If you got happy chickens, they taste good. And it's not cruel and it's not inhumane, because obviously you've given the animal a wonderful life. And he will reward you for giving him a wonderful life. But seeing, and I saw that video of the way they treated those cows. I mean, it was... If there was any video that would turn anybody off eating meat, it's watching that video. It wasn't good.
You know,
so you're gonna start eating pork?
A lot of these the video that I seen, probably the same one Robbie did. You know, it reminded me exactly of when they were showing video of the mad cow disease in England there. And, they said, you know, most of that meat's already been consumed. That's a serious thing, you know.
Sure is.
And so I appreciate your comments on that.
Yeah, just stick to the happy animals.
I just showed you how little government cares. Maybe or corporate America.
I might turn into a vegetarian now.
I would. I mean, I had some beef in my freezer that I went and I threw it away. I mean, it sounds crazy, but...
Doesn't sound crazy to me.
Yeah, but it's been in there for 5 years, hasn't it?
Well, the use-by date, I think, was 2004.
Thank you.
It's almost like, Bob, you know they brought out the new $100 million note in Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Because the inflation is running at 66,000%. Do you know that they have a spend-by date on those notes? In other words,
if you don't spend them, you lose them.
Absolutely. If you don't spend them on a certain date, you lose them. They revert to their mean value.
The beef there, Robbie, used to be so good.
Oh.
They were all range-fed for the most part.
They were happy cows.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, some wonderful meat.
Yes. All were happy cows. Let's go to Mark in Minnesota.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good. Listen, my question, apparently on Saturday, the Group of Seven, or G7, approved the sale of gold by the IMF, and they're talking about sometime in April, and apparently they're going to sell 400 tons of gold, introduce it to the market, and the United States is apparently dragging their feet and not willing to go along so far. A, do you know much about this? And B, how do you think it'll impact the gold price?
Well, I answered this early on with Mr.
But hold that answer, Bob. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We must take a very close back. Mm-hmm.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and Rick had a was it Mark or was it Rick?
It's Mark.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think, Rob, you would have taken it. I talked about it when you were not on the air earlier, and so
sorry,
you take it up, and if I can add anything, I will.
Well, I mean, what you've got here is you've got, once again, you've got the central bank obviously holding the sword of Damocles over the gold market's head, which we've been living with this now for a decade. That we've always dealt with this threat from the IMF to liquidate certain amount of its gold holdings in order to finance its operation. But what a lot of people don't understand is that you and I, in other words, the general public, will never see that gold. That gold, there are people that are waiting to get their hands on that gold as soon as they release it, and it's most probably going to be China or Russia, or probably someone who has to make delivery at some point in time. But we will never see it. But it's as I said, it's something that's been hanging over our heads for the past decade. And when they made the announcement, gold went exactly in the opposite direction, which basically sends a message to them to say, you know, you can cry wolf so many times, we're not buying it this time. And gold responded today by going up $25.
What if they actually do it? How do you see that impacting the price?
Well, the IMF does not have any gold. They have commitments from members. And I think that some of those members have very little or no gold at all. Secondly, it has to be approved by the United States Congress. And Harry Reid is Speaker. And I don't think as a politician from Nevada, which is the biggest mining state in the country, that he'll be pushing to get that approved. I don't think so. So that probability exists. And I don't say possibility, I say probability. And, you know, they tried this in 78, and gold backed off about 40, 50 bucks, and they had their sale, and the sale was purchased by the commercial banks, namely, the big one was Rothschild. The same thing happened in the late 90s when the Bank of England did that, and the gold disappeared and into their coffers, and gold took off like they were wild beasts chasing it. Now, the same thing is going to happen again if the sale ever goes off. They're just trying to hold gold down so people don't realize that the financial system is in a process of collapsing, and they are trying to save the system, and this is part of trying to save it. And they're not going to save the system. They're just buying time so that when it does happen and gold's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 an ounce, that they can say they attempted to make things right, which, of course, nobody is going to believe, and they're going to end up getting hung.
I have one other question, too. I've been tracking about 15 or so stocks, metal stocks, and I've been curious that every time the markets go down, the metal stocks seem to follow them. Or kind of, you would think that was the contrary. But
that's because our government is shorting them. Simple.
Okay.
They've been doing it for a long time. I mean, Agnico Eagle, $65 a share. That stock should be selling for $150.
When's that going to break, though? When are we going to see that change?
Oh, listen, they will run out of ammo.
I think today you saw the break.
You know, just be patient. You go long, you stay long.
That's probably why gold stocks right now are so attractive, because they haven't really represented the metal prices.
Robbie, you had mentioned Coeur d'Alene, and I'd done a little research on them. There seemed to be a lot of buying there by insiders, so...
Oh, this. Look at the numbers. Look at the volume today in all those, whether it's Agnico Eagle, whether it's Pass, whether it's the big winner, obviously, today was North American Palladium.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, you know, if you guys put it this way, let me put it to you this way. If I said to you you could buy gold right now for $449, how many people would jump on that?
I would.
$549. Well, guess what? You can buy a 1 ounce palladium maple leaf for $549 today. And what a lot of people don't realize, it was just 5 years ago that palladium was $1,100 an ounce.
Wow.
And
you know,
if you worry,
thing, Rob, about those volumes, Agnico Eagle traded 2.5 million, Gold Corp traded 9.7 million, and Silver Standard traded 1.5 million, so the volumes were very big.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in Silver Standard, by the way.
Well, that's because they've been looking outside of the United States and Canada, and yes, in Central South America and Mexico, which is fine, but they've been looking in China, and a lot of people don't care for Bob Quartermain doing business in China. And that's what the problem is.
We got one other question on uranium.
I talked to Bob about that, incidentally.
Oh,
and he
okay.
said, look, you got to go where the metal is.
Any uranium recommendations after the break?
And we'll do that right after this.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. Quick reminder, the Bob Chapman Special, 10 British Sovereigns, 100 Silver Eagles, shipped and delivered, $4,488. You can call us here at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And if you want to get yourself some, and this is not part of the special, but if you want to pick up some palladium 1-ounce Canadian maple leaves currently running at $549, you'll thank me when palladium tops out at over $1,100. I'm even looking here. One of my small gold stocks, Gammon, which is a $6 stock, is up 13%. You got any uranium plays that you recommend?
Not in the established companies, no. And one of the reasons why I came late to that party, Jim Dines was the guru of that. And he made everybody an awful lot of money. Jim started back in 66, just after Harry Schultz did. And he's been a consistent, really successful newsletter writer. And what happened was the uranium stocks ran up, and they came back off 50%. And thinking that, you know, the price was going to stay somewhere between $75 and $100 a pound. And that's been discounted. So generally speaking, uranium stocks, I think, are a good buy. And I do think uranium prices will move higher, especially if we have warfare in Kosovo, and I think there's a good chance of that.
Absolutely. Let's go back across the pond here, Bob. We got PJ in jolly old England.
Jolly old England. Thank you very much indeed. There's nothing very jolly in England today, folks. But I just want to say something to both of you.
That's not Gordon Brown.
Well, if we start talking about Northern Rock, we'll have need 10 hours of broadcasting. We now have a state-run bank here, as well as the Bank of England, but it's hard to know which is the state running. Is it running Northern Rock or is it running the Bank of England? But I just want to say something to you, Bob. You're probably too self-effacing to say it. Last week's international forecaster, a common agenda behind the military conflict, explaining the war in Iraq, was the finest piece of journalism I have read in my life, and I just want to ring in briefly to thank you for that. And I hope Robbie and Bob Stadmiller, hello there, Bob, or John Stadmiller, I hope you put it up as a special piece. It's one of the finest pieces I've ever read. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And now I'm waiting for the government in England to tell us the part that was played by Goldman Sachs in the nationalization of Northern Rock. It would be very interesting to see, because the bidders were scared off.
Well, I asked you a question 3 weeks ago, and you answered it correctly. I said, what was the commission to Goldman Sachs for selling £2 billion of the mortgage book to Morgan Stanley, who is the solution in America? And you said between 2 and 10%. Well, now the feeble British press are finally saying, did they make $100 million on that, which would be 2%? It looks like, yes, they did. And Alastair Darling's chief secretary to the Treasury, a young floozy in a skirt, couldn't answer that question last night. She didn't know. That's the chief secretary to the Treasury, Yvette Cooper. And on Newsnight last night, both of you may know who Jeremy Paxman is. He is the true interrogator, like John Humphreys is on Radio 4. And he beat around the studio, and she didn't know. Now, that's how bad it is. But can I just say one last thing, people, or folks? The Channel 4 television last night put out a dispatches program, put out the finest financial documentary they've ever put out. It was called How the Banks Have Bet Your Money, a guy called John Moulton. And I sent you an email on it. My very last question is, I want you to see it. I have difficulty with your email. Can you call out your email address, Bob Chapman, please?
Yeah, it's international_forecaster@yahoo.com. That's international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
No, I sent you an email today. I don't think it got through, but okay. But no, just to thank you for the forecaster for last week's issue. It's a absolute stronger performer. It's a collector's piece. And regarding Northern Rock, can you just give a comment on the final debacle of Northern Rock, and I'll get off the line then?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one good thing about Northern Rock going in its favor, though. The guy that they put in charge, the conservator who's overseeing the whole thing, if I'm not mistaken, he's a former Rhodesian.
He is, and he has a German.
He's getting paid $160,000 an hour or something. It's incredible. It's in this issue coming out.
£90,000 a month, folks. he has
what
a German
is it, £19,000 a what?
£90,000 a month.
That's good money.
Well, that's $1.8 million. $180,000.
He has a German passport. He's a non-domicile Brit, although he has to pay tax on this particular job. And he's a very good friend of Gordon Brown and Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that just wonderful? Well, I hope he's not an extradition.
Yes, he is.
Well,
I watched him give the news conference. He's as Rhodesian as I am.
Did he talk funny like you do?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Carry on, gentlemen.
Thank you. Yeah, Gordon Brown, the same, and you got to understand, the guy that just nationalized the biggest bank in England is the same guy who came up with a wonderful idea to sell three-quarters of England's gold reserves at the bottom of the market for $250 an ounce. So, yeah, Northern Rock That's an amazing thing. And you know what's even more amazing, Bob? There are actually people here in the land of the free and the home of the brave that think it wouldn't be a bad idea if the government nationalized some of those AMBAC or MBIA.
Well, you're always going to have people like that and who don't think deeply about things. Most people in America and today throughout the world are virtually uneducated.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely incredible. And
anyway,
and so you must expect a dulled performance and answer to questions and dumb acceptance of things which are deeply socialistic. I mean, somebody's got to pay for it.
Yep. I hear you on that one. Let's go to Michael in New York. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call and enjoy your show all the time, guys. Big fan. Bob, I just want to sidetrack you, correct you a little bit. This is information you probably would appreciate following back up to the cows grazing. 100% right. They're happy out there in the sun eating grass because that's what cows are supposed to do. And they're happy when they are that way. However, they are intelligent. They know when they're going to be slaughtered, and they go into the fear mode, and when they're in that mode, they kick up a bunch of hormones into the blood that contaminates their meat.
Well,
every time.
I don't disprove that one bit.
Right. I just wanted to mention that, guys. Otherwise, enjoy the show very much. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now I'm going to get all kinds of emails about it. Why do you eat happy cows? You can't win, Bob. You can't win.
Well, we're here to discuss all possibilities, and our minds have to always be open, and we must be outside the box. And even if we don't like what we hear, if it's true, we have to accept it.
Yep. You know the most amazing thing, and I'm going to spend a good chunk of the next hour talking about this, but by and large part, this run-up that we've seen in the metals all it required was the catalyst, and nobody wants to talk about it, and that is the inability of the ANC to keep the lights on. And nobody here wants to...
That hasn't even been reflected in the gold price. It certainly has in coal, platinum, and palladium, but not in the gold price because of the suppression.
Yes. I mean, they don't even talk
about
it.
And we're going to play catch-up, Robbie. We are. As they say, every dog has his day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, they don't expect... right now, they are scrambling to build new power plants. Now, how long do you expect to take to build a new power plant? It's going to be dealing with these blackouts for the foreseeable future, although they like to tell us that everything will be fine come 2010 when the World Soccer events come to South Africa, if they will come to South Africa, because you had large sections of Johannesburg yesterday that were rolled into darkness. You have a breakdown of society in South Africa with these blackouts. Not only does crime increase exponentially, but hundreds of restaurants are going out of business every week.
That's right. And the crime has been the highest in the world, and now it's just gone stratospheric. You read the same stuff I do every day. It is absolutely horrible, the things that are going on. I mean, you know, I lived there for some time, as well as in Rhodesia. And, of course, in Rhodesia, we had very little crime, if at all. But in South Africa, there was always some crime. But now, in South Africa, it is just awful. And the types of crimes. There was one policeman who was caught yesterday driving a stolen vehicle that he had... what do they call it when you hold somebody up and take their car away from them?
Hijacked.
He had hijacked it earlier in the day. I mean, dumb can you be?
Oh, it's hijackings when people stop at lights. It's rampant. They will just smash the
window. And they won't let you carry a gun anymore.
Of course not. As a matter of fact, there was a guy over the weekend who defended himself against a hijacking. He shot the guy twice in the leg. He is now charged with attempted murder.
Yep. Well, that's how communists think.
Sure.
But, you know, you get the government you deserve. I told people years ago, leave. You left.
Yep.
For probably some of the same reasons. And people who are still living in South Africa, Europeans, I think they're crazy to stay. It's only a matter of time before they get zapped.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Bob, reality, I will die. I will go home to die. It's something about Africa. You know, it's something that you have in your blood. No matter what citizenship you take out, you will always be an African. It's hard to explain.
Well, I'm sure it's true about that, but, you know, if you're a crispy critter, it doesn't make any difference.
Yes, I understand this as well. I understand this as well. But it is a story that's not been reported, and by and large, because obviously they don't want to report it, because it was Western society that put the ANC in its position of power.
And Mugabe.
And as people will refuse to accept this fact, the events that are unfolding in South Africa right now are going to affect every one of us. Because there's no question, when mines can't simply just shut down for an extended period of time. A mine is a sort of living, breathing thing. It has to have its oxygen pumped into it on a consistent basis. And already we are seeing, the rise in platinum and palladium is based on very fundamental economics, supply and demand. In other words, the supply is not coming to market, and the demand is increasing on a consistent basis, which is driving these prices. And subsequently, there is no foreseeable solution to this problem anytime soon. So these shortages are not only affecting your platinum group metals, but obviously it's going to feed over and start affecting your gold market.
Very well said. You're absolutely correct, and that is basic fundamental economics.
We may see $1,000 gold.
You can't change it. That's what's going to happen. And we who have lived in Africa know the mindset, and we know exactly what to expect.
Yeah. I wouldn't be at all shocked or surprised to see gold knock on the door of $1,000 this week. It's within striking distance.
It, those shorts, and you know, we only had a $45 correction, and every meatball in the world out there who has a chart or a wave or a cycle, and even this extraordinarily expensive Gartman letter 2 weeks ago sold their gold position and predicted the gold bullion was going to $800 an ounce. Well, I wonder what Mr. Gartman's thinking about now. I mean, this is one after another. The writers who were technical in nature were probably 80% the gold was going to correct. And again, time after time after time, they've been wrong. They just don't get it.
But these are the same
people. You can't use charts in this market because it's manipulated by the United States government.
Well, I think when we look back at it, and obviously kudos to Bill Murphy and Gatta for pretty much setting this market on fire with that full page ad in the Wall Street Journal. I think, I mean, as you know, as soon as that ad came out for 7 days after that, that was when obviously everybody was talking about gold going to $800. It touched 888, and that was it.
They just don't get it. They don't see the things that you just talked about, the fundamental things. that make markets move. Technical things are only a reflection of markets. And I found that out almost 50 years ago. And they can be used, yes, but you have to have normal markets with normal psychology and normal things happening. And we have an abnormal government run by a bunch of fascists. And they are also manipulating every other market, not just gold and silver. And they're going to continue to do so. They can't anymore because they don't want to get hung.
Well, if you give them enough rope, they will hang themselves, and they're hanging themselves with all that bad paper out there, and it's popping up all over the place. I mean, look what happened with Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse came out last week and said, oh, look, yeah, we had to write off $3 billion, but that's it. Today, they come out and they say, oops, we missed something.
You don't miss $2.6 billion. And Qatar is giving them money to keep them in business.
Amazing stuff. We'll take a break. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Tuesday with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. I'm noticing here Bob Agnico Eagle, once again up in the aftermarket, sitting at 65.77. No question, as you mentioned before, this is a stock that should be trading at $125.
Well, I got news for you. Sean Boyd is an old friend of mine, just like, and he's the president of the company, just like Bob Quartermain is over at Silver Standard. And when that stock hits $80, I will be calling him and telling him, Sean, I think maybe it might be time to split the stock. Let's try 4-for-1. That doesn't mean he's going to do it, but in the past, he's listened.
I'd be very happy. I know this is more than likely going to ask you to choose between which of your two children do you love the most, but what are your primary your favorite gold stocks and your favorite silver stocks?
Well, in the large companies, I've only recommended two. That's Agnico and Silver Standard. Goldcorp is a very good company. I just don't happen to like the performance of the president of the company, but it's still a good company. And I think they have been the leaders for some time, and they have the best properties and the best shot at life, you know, long life, and they keep their costs down, and you know, they're just the tops. As far as the secondary stocks are concerned, I don't much get into them. I try to lead forward with them and then come up with potential exploration situations that could turn out very well. It wasn't too long ago we had Rainy River went from 85 cents to almost $7. And we do have mega winners like that from time to time. And what people have to understand, just because gold is going up, exploration stocks don't necessarily have to go up. Their life and what happens to them is born, for the most part, on what they find in the ground. And it's not easy to find a mine. It's very, very difficult. In fact, most geologists in their whole lifetime never find a mine. And so with that in mind, you have to be prepared if something doesn't work out that you paid a dollar for and it goes down to 15 or 25 cents because they drilled and didn't find anything. You got to wait for the company to go out and raise more money, and that company then has to go back and find another property and hope that they can make it work. And that's what those kind of stocks are all about.
Are we pretty much done in gold exploration in the United States because of environmental rules and regulations?
Well, it's very difficult, and of course, the legislation now in process of charging more for companies to drill on public land, that will inhibit it to some extent. Although, really, they've had a real easy time since the 1850s, and quite frankly, the government really should have been charging them all along.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thank you, my friend.
I'll see you next week, kid.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Keep your powder dry. We'll take a break and be right back after this. Yes, we're doing another 3-hour show today.